All right, Aaron Plessinger, kind of a lonely day for you in both motos, I would say. Like, kind of off the lead pack where you wanted to be, but then far ahead of some other guys. It looked like a lonely day.
Yeah, it was qualifying went good, and then, first moto, we made some adjustments that didn't really go my way, per se, and, I was kind of just out there, it felt like, not really pushing forward, not really going backwards, so I was just, like, kind of stagnant, and me and Barsha kind of battled the whole first moto, but, second moto, I muffed the start up pretty good, and then I ran off the track, and then I think I was in, like, 37th coming around the first lap, so had to put on the charge.
Well, see, I missed that. When I first noticed you, you're like 10th or 9th or something. Yeah, I missed that.
I made a lot of passes on the first lap, but I was back there. I was back there pretty good. But I was coming through the pack, and then me and Anstey were battling, and he actually, I think, did what everybody has nightmares of down Mount Martin, and hopefully he's all good because he took a spill.
Seemed like he walked off, so yeah.
He took a spill that I would not, I wouldn't wish upon anybody. So, overall, I went 7-7 for 7th overall, and I'm healthy, and I'm on to Washougal, and hopefully we can make some progress with the bike, and put some good motos in this week.
So we saw the ride at High Point before you hurt your knee. It was legendary. It was a great ride, or ankle or whatever. And then last week, third overall, that second moto was amazing. What is it? Like, what goes on where you can't channel that all the time? Look, I'm not saying, get top three all the time, but you passed some serious dudes and showed some serious lap times. So what, I don't know. You're probably wondering the same thing, but it's in there.
It's definitely in there. I think I just find flows at these tracks. I definitely found a good flow last weekend. I was even coming through the pack in the first moto. I caught up to Kenny and actually ran out of tear-offs. And then, Anstey ended up getting by me in the first moto. But, I don't know what it is. I need that flow everywhere. And I just can't seem to find it some places. Maybe some places the bike works better than others, but I think it's maybe it's more of a mental thing that once I get going, it takes me a while to get going, but once I do get going, I'm really, really fast. But
almost like you need a clear track to get yourself going, and then you don't get hung up on anybody. You just kind of go by them.
Yeah. It's like if I can get one clear lap where I can figure out my lines and figure out what I need to do, it's game over. But you don't get that lucky all the time. Everybody's got to go through the pack, but
it's in there. We've seen it.
Yeah, it's definitely in there. And dude, once we get these little hiccups with the bike figured out, penciled out, I think we're gonna be good for the last four rounds. I think. But
you're probably not gonna agree with me, but I think this is the best track of the series. Do you agree?
It's between this one. I like Ironman and Unadilla, but as far as overall track goes, man, this place is sick, and it's an awesome place. I mean, look around.
Thanks, AP.
Beat it. Yep. Thanks.